So the morning after pill, all the steps you're taking to improve your healthcare, there was a lot of information, a lot of statistics coming at us. It left me feeling a bit dizzy. I do want to ask a question with regard to child or teen pregnancies, to ask you very specifically what is being done concretely, specifically to avoid these child and teen pregnancies. Very specifically, very concretely. Because it seems to me that your focus is on the care once the pregnancy has occurred, but not on prevention of these pregnancies. So I'd like to ask, across the country, what specifically are you doing to avoid these child or teen pregnancies? Second point I'd like to raise, the children born as a result of rape, who is responsible for their care? I could ask that question about all children born to children or teens, but in particular in the cases of rape, what happens to the child who is the result of rape? What is done with that child? And if the girl who gives birth to that baby decides to keep the baby to support that girl or that teen? So what happens to the baby and what happens to the mother? Now, a colleague earlier talked about the respiratory disease and the lack of vaccination, and the fact that it is a particular concern for newborns. Now, I thought I heard you say that there was an imbalance when it came to access to healthcare. But I don't know if that explains everything in practice, because you have public social security hospitals as well as Ministry of Health hospitals. So two different sets of hospitals, but they seem to have a different approach when it comes to newborn neonatal care. So I'd like to ask, not just on the issue of vaccines, what is being done to focus on neonatal care, neonatal health in both sets of hospitals, a coordinated approach, because we have too many cases of newborns who fall ill and not properly cared for in hospitals and sadly die. I didn't hear a great deal about HIV/AIDS. And the risks of HIV/AIDS and the fact that many children and adolescents have HIV/AIDS, and I didn't hear anything about what is done to support them. Are antiretroviral drugs made available to them? You talked about contraceptives, but once HIV/AIDS is a fait accompli, are there systems in place to help and support these children, particularly girls with HIV/AIDS who fall pregnant, to prevent mother-to-child transmission? You also, I think, referred in passing to gynecologists, but I would like to ask what the number of obstetricians and gynecologists in your country, also the number of midwives. I would imagine it's quite a significant number given the number of pregnancies in the country, but I'd like to be reassured on that point. And just to make sure there isn't a shortage. My colleague also talked about the shortage of insulin, but I think that holds true for all medicines, all drugs, a shortage thereof. Not just insulin syringes, although that's important. It's particularly important for diabetes type 1, which many children suffer from in your country, and it's the diabetes linked to excess sugar, etc. So I would echo that question about addressing shortages of all medicines, but particularly insulin syringes. To ask a question as to how you support child and teen mothers to avoid cases of anemia. You touched upon anemia, because anemia is a serious concern both for the health of the mother, these young children, these young teens, but also for their babies. A final point on cancer, and to ask you about any programs you have in place to provide care and support for children and teens suffering with cancer.